Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls in the next segment and all the election news, and there's a lot of it. But Ted Anderson's our guest for another 5 minutes, owner of the Genesis Network, Midas Resources. He does occasionally loss leader deals where he actually loses money just to introduce you to gold and silver, because he knows once you get silver in your hand and gold in your hand, you're going to want more. You'll realize the true value just instinctively, not just looking at all the economic evidence, with silver and gold. Silver right now at all-time highs, gold back up again today. But I talked to Ted about offering three of my best-selling, hottest, what I think are most informative films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. Even if you already have them, get them for free for when you buy the three silver dollars and just give them to people for Christmas or for the holidays. Don't wait. Give them early gifts. But I did the math because I talked to Ted about doing a deal, and he just went ahead and offered it out of the blue here. We just talked about this about 2.5 hours ago. I did the math. Three silver dollars, $87. That's it, $29 a piece. And then you add the retail price of three films, $60. That's $147 value. And then he adds that there's free shipping that on average I know costs him about $10 for three silver dollars and three videos. That's conservative, $10. $157 value for $87. That's like half off. In fact, guys, if you divide 87 into 156, doesn't that come up to just about half off? That is the best deal, as Ted said, he's ever offered. 800-686-2237. I can't say it really supports the network or the radio show when Ted's losing money on it, but he is a free market guy. And that's why in the last 30 years he's grown to be one of the biggest and most respected AAA rated Better Business Bureau gold and silver dealers. There's almost no other gold dealer out there that has a AAA rating. Ted is awesome. 800-686-2237. That's even better than that silver dollar free Creature from Jekyll Island deal that you're still offering. That's excellent as well at 800-686-2237. But in the last 2.5 minutes we have left in this segment, Ted, what are some of the other smoking hot deals on silver dollars, silver half dollars, and gold coins that you've got?
Well, I can tell you, Alex, I mean, we're looking at $25 silver, and I still have the Walking Liberty half at $11.77. People can't, you can't beat that deal. I mean, that's so great, it's just not even funny. I'm giving away the Frank and the Forecaster. I mean, that's $159 for the subscription. I mean, there's just a lot of different things. I mean, British Sovereigns right now are $374. You know, U.S. Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, bars of gold, Pam Suisse. You know, there's just a whole long variety of things. If you like the junk silver, we have those in bags, 1,000 face value, or you can divide it into fractions. But I honestly, Alex, I mean, come on. If people get the real silver dollar that was used back at the turn of the century, which is what I'm offering, you will have a real silver dollar in hand that used to represent $1 here in the United States. And you're lucky to get, you know, a candy bar for a dollar now anymore. I mean, that's how far down the road that we have gone. And describing the bankers as you had as kings in this nation of free people and liberty is supposed to be the standing foundation of.
Well, they are kings. They're immune. No, Congress can't find out where the money goes. They are sovereign kings.
That is exactly what, you know, we can't even audit their organization to see if they're, how badly they're cheating us. You know, that's how sad this is. I mean, one of our congressmen, Ron Paul, put together a, you know, audit the Fed bill, and it was passed in great support. Yet the Federal Reserve System had enough power to put the kibosh on it. It just, you know, that kind of stuff makes my blood boil. And that's why I think it's so important that people get the Obama Deception Endgame. I mean, this stuff describes it right to the T. And then you're getting these brand new videos. Who cares if you already have it? Pass it on to your friends. Let them wake up too.
Absolutely. Resistance is victory. 800-686-2237. And Endgame, made 3 years ago, predicted exactly how the banking collapse would come through the housing collapse directly from Bilderberg sources. 800-686-2237. Three films free when you buy the three silver dollars at already a great price, and free shipping. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to go to Luna, Gabe, Brandon, Travis, Danny, and others here in just a moment. Some of the other big developments taking place. Of the 40-plus thousand documents released by WikiLeaks, says Russia is the next target. And that's in a lot of the documents. Say what you will about Julian Assange, founder of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, but his work has shown him to be pretty fearless. After his site published the biggest cache of secret files in U.S. history on October 22nd, detailing some of the ugly truths about the Iraq war, he continued to travel around Europe despite U.S. reprimands and warnings. He even told the global media that new leaks would expose more secrets, not only about U.S. military, but about other repressive regimes such as Russia and China. The signals coming from Moscow, however, suggest that Russian reaction will not be reserved as America's. So is WikiLeaks ready to take on the world's more callous states? And see, that's why a lot of insiders like Wayne Madison think this is staged, because so much of what WikiLeaks puts out basically helps the Pentagon and puts out their official story about Pakistan, Russia, you name it. And we know that the Pentagon's wanting to make Russia and China the old Cold War enemies again when they own the most of our debt. I'm not saying Russia and China are good, but Russia owns almost none of our debt. It's China. But we're told they're our little buddies. In fact, don't let me forget, guys, I want to play that banned ad, the television commercial about the national debt that is being banned by major networks. I want to get to that. Here is some other really important news with the false flag terror attack of the parcel bombs last Friday. and a Lackey, the CIA Lackey, running all of that. Reuters reports embassies targeted in wave of Athens parcel bombs. They also tried to mail one to Nicolas Sarkozy, the French El Presidente, a few days ago. This is the usual communist suspects that we know in Greece and Italy and France have been publicly run by NATO as part of the NATO option Operation Gladio. The Italian president's been on record about that. Bombs exploded at the Swiss and Russian embassies in Athens on Tuesday as police found suspect packages at two other embassies in a wave of parcel bomb attacks in the Greek capital. That'll give the government the excuse to crack down anybody protesting the banker takeover. Police linked the attacks to Greek leftist guerrillas. Small bomb and gas canister attacks have been frequent in Greece since 08, when the police killing of a teenager sparked the country's worst riots in decades. And so it goes on from there. Things are certainly heating up. All right, I'm going to try to quickly go to as many of your calls as possible before I get back into more election news and this restricted, censored TV ad dealing with China being the majority owner of our debt. We also need TV ads about the Federal Reserve being the second owner, teamed up with China. But let's talk. So we have enemies within, folks, not just without. Luna in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm from Chicago.
Welcome.
I got a couple things to talk to you about. Number one, we were the city that the fake terrorist packages were coming to. And today, Obama signed, they have the USA Today, Obama signs extension of Patriot Act.
Keep us safe from
Yes. Oh. Well, let me tell you. These are the things, these are the sections that are staying enforced.
The sneaking
authorized court-approved roving wiretaps that permit surveillance on multiple phones. Allow court-approved seizure of records and property in anti-terrorism operations. Permit surveillance against so-called lone wolf, a non-U.S. citizen engaged in terrorism.
Yeah, that's
may
all
not
a
be
whitewash.
A part of a
Luna, you're reading out of what the USA Today, that's all a whitewash. The Patriot Act is written for them to secretly break in your house or business, never let you know they were there. If you find out, there's a gag order. It has section 801 states that all misdemeanors, or is it 802? Section 802 states that all misdemeanors are basically an act of terrorism and strips your Bill of Rights. They've had tens of thousands of cases where they use the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. I just wanted to point out what you're reading is the standard script that they put out about the Patriot Act, so it doesn't sound as bad as it really is. Go ahead.
It really is. Sure. But I'm just getting to the point that they're getting ready for something. Now, let me just say this, and I'll let you go. Rahm Emanuel says, and you can look it up on YouTube, he says, yeah, I'd like to be the mayor of Chicago, but, you know, Mayor Daley's been in for a long time. I don't think he's going anywhere. Boom, he's out of here. He says last month, I'm out of here. Next year, go ahead. Rahm Emanuel has a very famous brother in Hollywood. Now, Silverstein, as we know, owned the Twin Towers, blah, blah, blah. He also owned the Sears Tower until recently and sold it to Willis Insurance Company of London. Now, if you don't think that there's something getting ready for another 9/11 in Chicago, I'm not Chicken Little, and I am. There is something coming for Chicago. Everybody needs to wake up and realize that Rahm Emanuel gave up his job as presidential advisor so that he could come to Chicago and be the inside guy, just like Giuliani was. Where did everything go from Giuliani's 9/11, all the stuff? Moved to China so that we could not test any of the explosives that were in the Twin Towers.
Well, actually, Luna, the globalists like to brag, and I remember 5 years ago, a CFR commission said New York, Dallas, Denver, Chicago, and one other city, I forget, are the main targets, and they love to later say, see, we told you, and I agree, there's been a lot of activity in and around Chicago, and I think you make a great point, and I had even forgotten that he was set to reauthorize the Patriot Act this week, but now see, oh, we have the terror attacks going on in Europe and the attacks that Obama saved us from this week in America. We need the Patriot Act, see? Luna, great points. Gabe in Ohio, you're on the air.
For doing the job that you do. Thank you so much for having me on the air today, and it's real nice to have your independent voice out there. I think that you're doing a great job for the people of this
country.
Thank you. Keep up the great work. As an ethnic Catholic and a Yankee, I suppose, I agree for the most part with your analysis of the Catholic Church. There are just a couple of things that I do want to point out to you. I would be remiss and not at least introduce
you. Sure, sure, Gabe. I mean, I talked about the Catholic Church, I think, over an hour ago because a caller brought it up. I was just saying that the Catholic Church in the U.S. is lobbying and promoting for open borders, and I'm not bashing the Catholic Church in and of itself. Clearly, a lot of the other big denominations of the World Council of Churches, you know, the local Methodist churches are, you know, promoting open borders as well. The globalists have gone in and taken control of all these institutions. Go ahead.
Sure. There's one thing, definitely, that I would like to take a look at, though. It's a piece that was written by the then Cardinal Ratzinger, which was in 2007. And the piece is called If Europe Hates Itself, where Pope Benedict, then Cardinal Ratzinger, says that if the West allows it to be overrun by illegal immigrants, then it is actually a terrible thing for Western culture and for Western nations. So even at the highest level of the Catholic Church, there is an ongoing discussion about the effects of multiculturalism, and not everybody is just a stooge for
sure, Gabe. Gabe, and we know that the mainstream media, because there's pervert guilds operating in Congress, there's pervert guilds operating in the Boy Scouts. I mean, it's everywhere. Wherever there's kids, there's pervert guilds in the CPS. Why does the media only cover the Catholic Church? They should cover the Catholic Church and the things it's covering up. They should also cover the pervert guilds everywhere else. So we know that there's fissures and subgroups competing within the New World Order. I appreciate your call. You know, my whole issue is the Catholic Church has been promoting the European Union and has been promoting globalism. And I was just stating that fact. But there's all these groups that are obsessed with Catholics. They run it all. Or Jews, they run it all. Or what are the other groups? You know, Masons. But when you study it, it's just corrupt groups are in control of basically everything. And so by always saying it's one group that's doing everything, we can never beat corruption. If we reinstate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, if we reinstate states' rights, if we reinstate property rights and cut taxes, that cuts off the blood supply to all these groups. See? So I know what I want. It's liberty and freedom. And I know all these groups are promoting the opposite. And so instead of just everybody balkanized into what camp they are, of which group they hate, I don't care who's running it. I'm exposing it. If a country stages terror, whether it's Russia or Israel or the United States or England or Italy, we cover it. I mean, it's simple. It's real simple. We just cover the info. You make your own decision. Brandon in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, first and foremost. I had a bit of an issue here in Illinois with the voting. I've been following the elections really close lately, and I understand the severities that we're facing as American people. I am a Marine, 5 years, 8 months, and 23 days, so I've been there and I've done that. And, well, I went down to my voter polling place today with my Illinois driver's license in hand and couldn't figure out why they would not let me vote locally, being as that I had registered two or three times. When I came back from the Marine Corps, I was registered at my parents' house because that's where all the mail.
Well, that's because they know you're going to vote anti-globalist, and so they make it impossible for vets to vote, but then in Texas, Nevada, Arizona, California, and the illegal alien run states, they can vote when they're illegal aliens, and that's what the federal courts have ruled. So you as a veteran or current serving, you don't get to vote. The illegals, they do. If you were overseas, you didn't get your ballot. And that's just the way it is.
What kills me, Alex, is the fact that they let me vote federally, but not locally.
You know what? Stay there. Explain to us what they did when we get back with Brandon, then Travis, Danny, Curtis, Ryan, and others. We've got the head of AliPac popping in, dealing with the illegal alien situation, another ace card the globalists have. And, you know, you can just type into the search engine, federal court rules, illegals don't have to show proof of citizenship. Then you read the actual ruling. They're given driver's license in all these states. They get to vote. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone and actor out of
hey, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to throw this up on screen. One of Matt Ryan's friends just went to vote, and when they voted, they gave him a yo vote, or Spanish. Now, again, you go to Mexico, they don't let you vote in English. You go to China, you got to vote in Chinese. It's all about bringing people in and then not having them become naturalized. It's about balkanizing everybody to keep them in their own little groups. So yo vote. Yo vote. Yo vote. So that's what you get. You don't, and that was the default. You don't get one in English. I guess around here in these parts in Texas, you get a yo vote. So there you have it. And CNN's also reporting it. So isn't that just special? Let's go ahead and go to, well, I was talking to the fellow in the military, Brandon in Illinois, wasn't I? Brandon, finish up your story. So you were allowed to vote federally in Illinois, but not for local candidates.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. It was really odd, you know, and I'm in belief, to eat the elephant, you got to eat one piece at a time. So you start locally. And I couldn't figure it out. I went in there with my driver's license, my Floyd card, my, you know, IDs. I had them all. And I told them, you know, I had gone down to the DMV and registered three times, you know. When I turned 31, I had to go in and get a new driver's license. And they asked me then, do you want to register to vote? I said, yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's my birth given right, you know, as an American citizen. And so they, you know, made me fill out the form, got the card. It's in the stack of papers in my office. I'm a small business owner. And I went in there, and they directed me to the election office.
But, Brandon, see, that's the problem. You're currently in the military, so that's one strike against you, and you're a small business owner. You are model Al-Qaeda. According to Homeland Security, returning veterans are the number one enemy. So of course you're not allowed to vote locally as an Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I'm not still in the military. I'm out.
That's a returning veteran. Then you are pure Al-Qaeda. You're the number one threat to America, sir.
You know, that's so sad to hear, because we're the backbone of the communities. We're the ones that keep this place going. You know, and
not according to the government, not according to the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, Brandon. I mean, have you read those reports? I mean, I'm not, that sounds crazy or like I'm being sarcastic. No, I mean, you are pure evil. And I don't think you're evil, but so you went into the election office to the little commissars, and what did the political commissariat tell you?
Yeah, and they told me, they said, well, you can't register again. I said, why would I want to register again when I've already registered three times? I said, the fact of the matter is that I'm here to vote. If I did not register to vote, I wouldn't have gotten the hundreds of calls from the senators and the judges and everybody else on my
phone.
Yeah,
no, we see this all the time where citizens with no criminal record aren't on the voting rolls, even though you try over and over again, and then you'll stand there right next to illegal aliens who have no ID, consul matricula, and they are just bowed down to, you're an illegal alien, oh, please, master, do whatever you need to. Because, again, the globalists want to drive down wages and bring in groups of people that have animosity to this country. Not all the immigrants, but large portions of them. That's the plan. Sorry to hear about that, Brandon. Let's talk to Travis in Florida. Travis, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had two things to say. Okay. Well, the first thing is, now, I don't know how many people are actually Christians, but, you know, the whole thing with the whole... the New World Order. It basically, it's inside the book of Revelation. And, you know, I mean, it talks about everything, the rising of the Antichrist. And technically speaking, I mean, really, I mean, even though that we tell people about it, in a sense, if you're going by the book of Revelation, that these are the things that actually have to play out.
According to Butch Reno on 60 Minutes and Butch Napolitano, according to these ladies, Christians who believe in the return of Christ are the number one threat. I mean, you pull those quotes up. So how dare you talk about Al-Qaeda on my show? Are you Al-Qaeda, sir? Are you as that veteran?
The thing about it is, you know, I mean, I actually did hear about that. But, you know,
you're
the
Al-Qaeda.
Thing that, I mean, the thing that they have to really realize is, and even if they don't, I mean, but all of it is
a If you were a foreign banker stealing trillions, not telling Congress where the money is, you would be good. You are George Washington. If you're a Christian or a returning veteran, you are Al-Qaeda. I appreciate your call. It's very scary to talk to actual Al-Qaeda members calling into the show, folks. These returning veterans, these Christians, people who believe in private property, they're scary. Okay, I mean, oh, oh. this Rand Paul might win today? Oh, I'm so afraid right now. I mean...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, in Arizona and Nevada and other states, the illegal aliens get to vote. That's federal courts because they said so. But the veterans, most of them, they're having problems. The troops overseas didn't get their ballots or they didn't make it back. Both things are happening, and that's just the way it is. But the government's good. It's all just an accident. Everything's wonderful. You know, the government knows you're upset about the foreign banks taking over the country and the end of the dollar and the Chinese owning most of our debt. I'm going to play that TV ad for our guest here in just a moment. We're going to look at the illegal aliens and what they're up to with William Gein of Alipac, the real experts, the largest nonpartisan group trying to defend our borders and our sovereignty. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. I wanted to tell you about a few of our great sponsors first. They've got a bunch of different savings and specials running right now at gussetclothing.com. And if you want to go to their special page and find it the easiest way, it's Infowars.com. There's a banner on the right-hand side. Click on it. It'll take you to their specials page for Diamond Gusset Jeans, all made in America. The fabric, the cotton grown here, the jeans are put together. They're look like Levi's but last a lot longer, specially made. Find out how they're specially made and right here in the U.S. at gussetclothing.com. That's gussetclothing.com. There's not much made in America these days, folks. This is your chance. Gussetclothing.com. Also, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is insurance you can eat. Store safely for 10-plus years. Only the best ingredients. 30-plus years in the business. They're patriots and have supported the movement for years. They have great prices. Be independent, not dependent. Be ready for emergency. Food prices are skyrocketing, as they predicted 2 years ago, because of dollar devaluation. Call and get a free information package at eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Or link through on the links at InfoWars.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoods, that's the letter E, foodsdirect.com or 800-409-5633. And finally, purewaterfreedom.com. They've got whole house systems, regular filters. They've got the full spectrum, made in America, high quality, all filters made in the USA. That may be a bad thing for some people. Maybe you want to buy from China, you know. But purewaterfreedom.com. You want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household filters. They have whole house filters. You can remove fluoride. And they've got a full spectrum of filters for different types of things you want to remove. And it's all made in America. Purewaterfreedom.com. Links up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. Again, I want to thank our great sponsors. We've got William Gein of Alipac on with us, and we've got different reports here from Alipac, alipac.us, national organization warns of illegal immigrant voters, and we've got serious situations, as I said, in many states. Another report here, four Americans killed in separate attacks in border city, Mexican authorities say. We had the media try to deny that woman's husband got killed on the jet ski down on Falcon Lake. Then they sent an investigator down there, and he got his head chopped off. Then the controlled globalist fake liberal media tried to claim there weren't beheadings going on in Arizona. They tried to claim the governor was full of baloney. I've seen at least six different articles the last 2 weeks of beheadings going on, even in places like Phoenix. I mean, they're chopping the heads off left and right. It is quite an enjoyment for the Mexican drug cartels. The police turn and run. The Border Patrol announced 3 months ago they've been pulled in many states like Arizona, 10 miles off the border, 80-plus miles into Arizona. There's now federal signs up, don't drive down this highway, don't go to this national park. The drug cartels are being given part of U.S. sovereignty, and all over the country, it's the default, and one of Matt Ryan's friends confirmed at a polling place that they went in to vote a few hours ago, and the default was yo voté. You only get it in Spanish. So not only are all the signs that most Bank of America is only in Spanish here in Austin, but now you don't get a choice. Yo voté. But again, in Mexico, you don't get a choice. You don't get to illegally vote down there, and it sure isn't in English. So here to briefly talk about this with us, we'll have him on in the next few days again in the aftermath of the illegal alien orgy of globalist treason going on. But William Gein is the leader of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, or ALIPAC, the largest grassroots organization in America fighting for more immigration enforcement, border security, and against illegal immigration and amnesty. And good to have you on with us, William.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners, Alex. You and your folks are right on the money.
Well, my friend, you've got your feelers and things out there with your members all over the country. It's also mainstream news. We're seeing the illegal aliens in a full court press. We've seen Obama broadcasting in Mexico. He's saying anybody who votes against open borders is an enemy. He's now backtracking on that today. But, I mean, we're seeing treason in high gear. Break down what's happening.
Well, let me tell you, what I've been telling audiences across the country today is America's about to get our first Chicago-style national election. And I expect fraud to be rampant because the Democrats and other D.C. insiders are fearful. They want to limit this backlash. They understand that the House can change Republican and things like that, but they're very worried about the wild and woolly Tea Partiers and Republicans from districts they never had a primary in, you know, people that they don't know that they can control. And because what's happening today is more than an election day. Today is Revolution Day. And the American public is trying, although we may just be twisting on the gallows, at the last moment, but the American public is trying desperately to reclaim control of the government. And so they're out there, and we're looking at some polling numbers and stuff. So the Democrats and the powers that be, they're like, okay, our women voters are out of here because of the women like Palin are running, and Joy Behar has alienated women. The black population isn't really moving for us. The students are back to their student grind. So, you know, who can we motivate? So they've gone around the country telling everybody there in their minority communities that they're fighting against the KKK and neo-Nazis today. And they've told the illegal aliens that their amnesty is in jeopardy, because it is. And I think you really said something very important there. You know, John Boehner came out and criticized Obama yesterday for calling his opposition, as i.e. Republicans, enemies. And I think that Boehner tried to redirect a little bit there, because Boehner didn't even mention immigration. I went on Fox News as their first guest this morning for the Election Day kickoff, and I said, listen, Obama spoke, he didn't say your enemies to the Hispanic audiences. He said our enemies in regards to all of the American opponents to comprehensive immigration reform amnesty, which, of course, is opposed by, if you know the real data, by 200 million Americans of every party, every race, every walk of life. And these are the people that Obama and his little invading army are calling enemies. And he's apologized for that, but, you know, that cat's out of the bag, Alex. I mean, wake up, America. The president of the United States just called millions of American citizens his enemies. If you don't get it, if you can't see it now, God help us all.
Well, I mean, many of the Mexican immigrants have been so filled full of nationalistic hate for the U.S. that American school children can't even wear American flags. They're sent home. American flags at police stations, post offices, private businesses are jerked down, stomped on. Mexican flags are run up. Meanwhile, you've got MSNBC showing a few Republicans roughing people up, or Tea Party people roughing folks up, ignoring the union thugs. It's got to be 4 or 5 to 1 in the videos I see, beating up people, illegal aliens from Arizona to California, beating people up on the local news. That's all ignored. And MSNBC says if you oppose government health care, if you oppose open borders, if you oppose gun control, you are a Nazi. That, and then they always criticize anybody who talks about, you know, the real issue, saying we're going to invoke violence when they're trying to invoke violence themselves. I mean, this is a group of lawless thugs.
They're using fighting words. Joy Behar's comment about Sharon Engel, if made from one person to another, face-to-face or in a room, would be considered in a court of law fighting words. Calling someone KKK or Nazi to their face in the same room would be a fighting word. Calling somebody your enemy and let's go punish our enemy in the same room, these are fighting words. And the President of the United States, instead of being out there calming and soothing tensions, is escalating them with this belligerent, bellicose, and warlike talk against the American citizen. The illegal aliens he was addressing do not see us as their people, and we don't see them as our people. They're not American citizens. They're not supposed to be here. The President of the United States, the Justice Department under Eric Holder, the Department of Homeland Security under Janet Napolitano, has shown a consistent and decisive pattern of siding with illegal aliens against Americans. And so today, I am convinced that illegal aliens will be voting against Americans. And this deployment by the Justice Department to Arizona is more designed to crack down on Americans that might try to do something about it. And I want to stop there. If you agree with me, and, you know,
yes,
we have the proof also from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and WSBT Television, down in Atlanta, they've found a way to locate the illegals and the non-citizens. And they have found, in a small sample they conducted, hundreds of non-citizens registered, hundreds of non-citizens voting. And this is in a state that tried earlier this year to screen its voter registration databases against federal databases for illegal aliens. And the United States Justice Department under Obama and Holder reached in and made them stop. Made them stop. One of the few states that tried
and
to close.
And we also have multiple cabinet heads on TV saying we've got to, you know, help our people in a racial way. So what they do is, through political correctness, they make it all a race war with foreigners teamed up with the corrupt government.
Mm-hmm. Now, what our people out there listening can do today, I know about what the Democrats are doing here, because back in my more misinformed youth, I was well-programmed. I drove the vans, Alex. I worked to the campus and minority communities for the Democratic Party in the 90s before I broke my conditioning and shook off the programming that had been put in my head. But this, I know what they're going to do. The vans are rolling. The buses are rolling through the minority and the campus neighborhoods today. They're promising things politically, such as amnesty and benefits. But
Harry Reid's giving people free cards that have money on them and free food.
Oh, I guarantee you, there's drugs, crack cocaine, and direct cash being handed out across this country to mobilize their voters. What can the people out there doing? Here's what you have to do. You have to vote, and you have to transport voters. The Alipac plan today, we're broadcasting through Tea Party groups and campaigns across the country. Conservative-leaning voters or right-of-center voters, which is where the country is, do not usually like putting people in the cars and vans like the Democratic machinery do. But today, we want them to do it because I voted or I will vote is one of the most commonly told fibs in the country. People mean well, but it's something people always answer yes, but there's a high degree, over half the people that tell you they'll vote today, if you're trying to mobilize voters by phone or word of mouth or Facebook, well, over half the people that tell you they're going to vote today will not. So here is the directives or the suggestions that we are pumping out across the country, and I hope that all of your listeners today will take this to heart. Locate every no-bama you know in your family, in your neighborhood, in your peer group, on your Facebook account. Most of you probably have a pretty good idea of who the Obama supporters are and who the no-Obamas are because of the way the lines have been drawn through families in this country over the last 2 years. Call and physically go to every no-Obama you know and put them in your vehicle and take them to vote. You don't go in the enclosure with them. You take them to the polls. Go get them now. Be polite, but be firm and say, we need to go to the polls now. Put people into cars, trucks, and vans and transport them to the polls, and do not stop until they close the polls in your face. And if you think that this is too much to ask of you to defend this country, let me make it very clear. You need to vote, and the people you need to transport need to vote today, because if they pass comprehensive immigration reform amnesty or DREAM Act amnesty, as Senator Reid just planned to do and plans to reintroduce in the lame duck, your vote is never going to matter in this country again.
That's right. They've already set the precedent to let illegals vote, so we need to expose that fraud and reverse it. But if we don't resist it, they're going to have another 20, 30 million illegals and then their families, and then we will be openly conquered by an outside mercenary force. And people who say voting doesn't matter, we know there's fraud, we know there's problems. That's why you've got to be involved to expose it. We have fought back so many globalist initiatives, and we would have beaten all their initiatives if patriots would have been involved politically.
Well, today they're pouring out of the hills. They must pour out of the hills. The only way we can beat the fraud, I mean, think about it, Alex. If you go watch a poll, even if you skulk around in a poll, you can't tell who's legal and not. You're running a risk of getting caught and being an embarrassment to our cause because you confronted somebody who was, you know, non-Anglo or whatever. Even the polling people who are working the polls and even the state board elections do not have the current power and systems in place to tell you who's legal and who's not. So you're not going to stop a lot of this fraud. We must overcome this fraud by sheer force of volume. We must overcome this fraud by having so many people that are like us show up and vote today that even though the Democrats and the D.C. insiders cheat in several different ways, even though they vote illegal aliens, that it does not save them.
Now, what's the intel you're getting on the ground, though? It sounds like you're hinting at basically agreeing with most of the mainstream media reports that this is the biggest conservative turnout in 80 years.
It's hard to tell until it's over which strategy is going to prevail. The Democrats have fought back a lot. While Alipac has endorsed 205 federal candidates that are promising to oppose any form of amnesty and to stop illegal immigration, which is unprecedented amount for us. A lot of people, to be truthful, are rushing the polls, voting for every Republican they can. And I can't say in usual circumstances, Alex, I would advise this is a dumb thing to do. But in this particular circumstance, although it's rough around the edges and somewhere along the lines you're going to push a button for a snake like Karl Rove or John McCain, it's really the only option is that the backlash is so excessive that it wipes the and damages the liberal component of the globalist war machine, so there's a whole new political
dynamic. So basically, in a vote, it's a carpet bombing strategy.
Basically, at this vote, you put your mother and your grandmother and your uncle that drinks too much up in the hills in the truck, and you take them to vote and ask them to push a button for every Republican they lay a finger on. That's sort of where this brawl has come down to.
It's so naked, brazen, out in the open to have the president, two illegal alien audiences, and that's where he's been doing the quote the last 2 days, that we're fighting our enemy, and the enemy is the American people, and they say, if you don't want government health care, you're a racist. If you don't want the country to fully implode, you're a racist. They are the racists. They are the ones using racial politics. But the good news is they've so overplayed this that people don't care what they're called anymore. People are done. All these well-meaning, bleeding-heart types like myself, we're done. We don't care. I don't care what a bunch of racists call me. You're the racist, and you're the people working for the big banks, the globalists, that have robbed this country and are scared we're going to take the government back and send you to prison. Stay there, William Gein. I want to come back and get some more information from you. I'm tempted to do a special live broadcast tonight so we can just take people's calls during the election. I'm thinking about doing that. I got to talk to my team. But regardless, we'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Americans went and voted for Obama because they were mad at the globalist Bush, who tried to get amnesty. And now they're mad at Obama, and so they're putting Republicans back in. But this is a different crew. There are a lot of bad ones in there, but also a lot of good ones. But it shows how fast people are politically getting sick of the last puppet and seeing the puppet master themselves. And that's what's so exciting about this. We'll know a lot more by tomorrow. We'll have continual coverage on who won, who lost, 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. And we're going to have wide open phones and Bev Harris on dealing with election fraud. We're going to be watching it all very, very closely. I probably won't do a special live transmission tonight. I'm kind of up in the air. I might do one 7 to 9, 7 to 10. I've just got so much other work to do around here with all the other projects and finishing up the studio, thanks to all of your support and the films we're working on. Plus, I need to go home for a few hours and see my family, but that's up in the air. If I do decide to go live tonight, you'll see an announcement at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next hour. Talking to William Gein of Alipac.us, any other key points you need to telegraph to the listeners?
A lot of your listeners out there thinking that, you know, about going and voting for Republicans today, and I think you sort of addressed it. I want to address that as well. I think that if the Republican sweep today, it can reach, if it doesn't, if the House has changed its hands, and it's just by a few seats here and there, the D.C. insiders, the elites that know how to control and manipulate things, are going to remain in power. If the pendulum swings way, way over deep into Republican districts, then they're going to lose control because there's going to be a lot of people coming in D.C. they didn't count on. Now, for those of you that are concerned about, you know, voting for a party that has fielded people like George Bush and Karl Rove and McCain and many other globalist traitors to the American Republic.
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, Lindsey, don't forget our pal Lindsey, you know, he still thinks about us often, Alex. And basically, they're going to be surrounded by a sea of new blood, okay? And I'll be honest with you, a lot of them are going to be in political trouble. The old guard Republicans will not last long.
Yeah, we're ramming down the door right now for 2012 and the states' rights movement. I mean, the system in their own internal reports that are public but aren't circulated are scared right now, and it's happening all over the world.
It is. And the people listening, you know, today, you know, to shows like this actually do have the power if they'll take our advice and get in their vehicles and start traveling around, picking people up, putting people in the vehicles and transporting them.
Yeah, call your friends and family and say, are you registered? Can you vote? Get them down there.
But listen, I've got to rephrase. Don't just let people tell you they're going to vote. This is a treacherous time where we need to keep eyes on each other. First of all, if you're going to vote today, with the SEIU thugs out there, the Black Panthers and the Brown Berets and the dancing voting machines that keep jumping from Republican to Democrat, it's best you vote in groups anyway. But don't just let people tell you they gave blood, that they tell you that they lost, that tell you that they washed their hands after using the bathroom, tell you that they voted or are going to vote. Put them into the car. Transport them vehicles. By 7 o'clock tonight when the polls start closing on the East Coast, I am not hearing it yet, but I am on the radio bound and determined to hear it. I want to hear reports about people, Americans, center and center-right Americans just bringing people to the polls.
And
right
by the way,
it
is up on Drudge and other big reports. The Black Panthers are out there with the billy clubs again. So are the Brown Berets. I mean, what a group of nuts. I mean, and then the Justice Department won't prosecute them. Can you imagine if a libertarian or a conservative was out there with a billy club in front of a polling place saying, kill all the white people? Can you imagine what would happen?
Well, they'd be on every channel across the place. There's another example of this evil Anglo-American who is the epitome of all that is wrong in the world. You know, it'd be a whole different story. We're going to put out a new alert on this at alipac.us, Alex. We're going to put one out in about 15, 20 minutes at alipac.us. We'd love to have your listeners get on our email alert list to receive that information about what they can do in these final hours to help the revolution.
All right. Look forward to speaking to you again in the next few days to give us updates on what happened. William, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Key intel coming up. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.